أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. Today we want to look at verse number 6 of Surah Al-Fatiha. Verse number 6 in which we read, اِهْدَنَا صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that guide us or keep us on the straight path. What is the straight path that we are asking God for guidance upon? Right? It's obviously something which is a very unique path. It is very specific. It's something which needs to be clear and understood and discernible, because had it not been so, then this would not be something that we would be asking God for that guidance to find and to stay upon. When we look at the theology of Islam and how God in the Quran itself and how the Prophet and the Imam spoke about guidance, we see that there are two levels of guidance that we are provided with. We have one level of guidance at the level of creational guidance from God, which is given to, for example, the animals. God talks about how honeybees have been inspired. God talks about how other animals have been inspired, you know, and even in our own day-to-day life, we see how birds will, for example, migrate from one country to another in the different seasons of the year. This is a form of guidance. They have been given inspiration. But obviously for us, that's not enough to be on a path, right? It's not a physical path per se that we're on. It's a spiritual path. And so because of that, we have a second level of guidance, which our scholars talk about, which is legislational guidance, which God gives us through prophets, through messengers, through the imams, the divine guides that are appointed by God to succeed the prophets. And it's at that level that we seek guidance in relation to this verse, to stay on that straight path, to find that straight path, is we need the help of the prophets, the men of God, to teach us and show us where is the path towards salvation, towards reaching the Almighty God. One of the things that we should realize, as we mentioned in point number 2, is that there are paths in this world, multiple paths that people take, but when the Quran talks about a specific path, this word as-sirat, which God uses in the Quran about 40 different times, is that we have to realize that although people may be on multiple paths, feeling that it will take them to Allah, to God, and they may attain some level of bliss and serenity in life, however, we believe that there is but one path to God. As God tells us even in the Quran, إِنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, that the only religion, the only way of life acceptable to God, that would be preferred by God, is that of al-Islam, of submission to the will of God. And so although there are people who are on multiple paths, but there is but one path to reach to God. And our goal in these last two verses is to better understand who are on that path. Are there people that we can find to emulate that are on that path? Because if we're asking God for guidance to a path, He would not be a just God were He to leave it up to our own whims and desires. And so we have to look at and see, do we have indicators in these two verses and in other verses of the Quran to show us what that straight path is? In point number 3, we have to realize that yes, God has made this path clear to us. And there are multiple indicators within the Quran that show us the path, show us who is on that path, show us what is an indicator that we are on that path. Example number 1 from the Quran is where we see that God Himself is on this path, that He is the one that we will find when on this path. As we read in the Quran that إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, that indeed my Lord is on this straight path. Not that God is seeking guidance, obviously not, but rather that He is one of the indicators. He is on that path, and He's basically waiting for you and I to take that path. In the second verse, we see that the prophets, the messengers of God, are on this path. As we also read in the Quran, where we tell and we say that إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ in Surah Yasin. We say that, oh, you Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his progeny, that you are one of those who have been sent and you are on the straight path. So an indicator of what the straight path is that we pray in Surah Al-Fatiha is that this is the path of the Prophet of Islam. Who else is on this path? Well, the true servants of God, those who worship God. As we see also in Surah Yasin, where we say, وَأَنِعْبُدُونِ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ, that we should be worshiping and serving God, and that is the straight path. So this path is one which is leading us to God. The prophets are on this path, and it is a path of servitude to God. As long as we are serving God, we are on that path. But when we begin to serve our own desires, our own ego, our own power trip, then we have to realize that we are diverting ourselves, and we are acting or going in a divergence to the straight path. And last but not least, in these 4 points of what or how to understand this path, is that we see in the Quran that those who have complete trust in God, those who fully realize that God is ever-present in their lives and they put all of their trust in Him, that these individuals are on that straight path. We see in the Quran that Allah tells us, God tells us that مَنْ يَعْتَسِمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, that whoever holds firm unto God and to rely and trust upon Him alone, that indeed they are on the straight path. And so these are just some of the examples. There are multiple other verses of the Quran, again, which speak about the straight path. And we have to read and analyze and understand all of those to get a clearer picture of how do we get on that path and what are the signs, the indicators that we are on that path. Point number 4 to realize is that we must always be looking for the proper role models within our lives. We are looking for salvation in the world to come. We're looking for the straight path while in this world. And we have to realize that this is attained by finding the right guides, the right teachers, the right people who have come before us and can lead us onto this path. We can't just expect that God created us, left us on earth without role models, without teachers to guide us to a path. Right? It's just like a light bulb. You have a light bulb in your house and you flick the switch to turn it on, and it connects through wires to the maybe the power box outside of your house, to the main transformer in your neighborhood, to the power, you know, the power generator in your city, and maybe across the country to where the power is actually being ultimately generated by maybe hydroelectric or nuclear power, whatever the case may be. But if there is a break anywhere from your light switch to the light, and from the light to the main power generator, that light switch won't help you. And so we always have to be connected to not only God, but those who make us reach to God, who teach us about God. Those can be our scholars, that can be the prophets, the messengers, the imams, the divinely appointed saints that God has given to us within our midst. But we have to realize that we are always seeking those individuals to get us to God. We don't worship those people, but we use their teachings, their inspiration, their guidance, their being a role model to get us to get to God. As we conclude with these last 2 points, we keep in mind that this guidance that we ask for God, that we ask from God 10 times a day in the minimum, this is not just in religious guidance, in praying and fasting, these actions, but rather in every aspect of our lives. When we go to school, we should be asking Allah for guidance, asking God for guidance. At work, we should be asking God for guidance to keep us on the right path in every area of our lives. And last but not least, is that we see that in Islam, there is no concept of extremism. We are not radicals. We are not fundamentalists in the negative connotation of these words. No, this verse tells us that we are asking God to keep us on the straight path, because anything other than a straight path, a path diverging away from God, is a path of extremism, whether it be political ideologies, whether it be social phenomenons, whether it be economics, whatever the case may be, there is no extremism in this religion. We are a balanced nation. We are a balanced community. We don't tolerate extremism in any form. Even people who pray too much, that is an extreme. People who give too much in charity, that's an extreme. People who give nothing away, that's an extreme. People who do not pray, that's an extreme. We have to maintain a middle path, and the only way we can do that is by looking and finding out who are the true guides of Islam, the prophets, the messengers, the Prophet of Islam in particular, and to follow that path. In conclusion, please go ahead and subscribe to the channel if you have not yet subscribed. If you've benefited from this video, go ahead and hit that like button. And if you have any comments or questions, please go ahead and leave them in the comment section below, and we will do our best to respond to your comments and queries. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.